One of the biggest challenges facing the Catholic Church today is the decline in the number of nuns. Not enough young women are joining the church to take the place of sisters who retire or pass away. Deadwood, South Dakota is about to find out just what it's like to be without nuns. The last two Benedictine nuns to serve this legendary gambling town have retired, leaving it without female Catholic clergy for the first time since 1878. Nuns of the Benedictine order have traditionally served communities in a missionary status. But Sisters Grace and Maureen have been much more than that. Their presence as religious and community leaders for more than 30 years has brought a sense of stability to the local Catholic parish as well as to non-Catholics.
It's a sad day. Sister Grace and Sister Maureen have been here for a long time.
Deadwood Mayor Francis Toscana, himself a Catholic, has dealt with the nuns on both a personal and a business level.
Sister Maureen, she kind of looked out for the people that are less fortunate, that the Bible tells us that we're supposed to take care of.
Both sisters say they are unhappy to be called back to the convent in Rapid City.
Because it would take away our ministry. I still feel that I'm able to do a pretty good amount of whatever I get into.
I was involved in so many different services for the church. I had a Bible class, a catechism class, and I helped with the church service, and I was an organist.
Beyond the personal impact, Sisters Maureen and Grace are also concerned that there will no longer be Benedictines or any nuns serving their community. The primary reason for their departure is their ages, 88 and 90. But the inability to replace them is directly linked to the lack of young women taking religious vows.
They're being raised in a society that says making a vow of religious life forever is not in your best interest.
Sister Carol Ann came to the Benedictine monastery in Norfolk, Nebraska, late in life after being widowed with children and grandchildren. She says most of the nuns in her convent, like her, are in their mid-60s. Sister Lorraine, prioress of the monastery where Sisters Maureen and Grace now live, notes that there are currently only 32 nuns in her Rapid City Benedictine house.
Our youngest member's in her late 40s, and we have only a few in their 50s. When we built the St. Martin Monastery in 1962, we numbered about 120. So we've gone down a long ways.
Sister Lorraine dates the drop in young women coming into the convent to the 1960s, when the Vatican relaxed some of the church's traditional rituals and roles. Since Vatican II, nuns have been permitted to pursue callings other than nursing and education. But while career opportunities for American Catholic women outside the church have expanded over the past several decades, that's not the case in many developing countries. In fact, as Catholic University of America sociology professor Dean Hoagie notes, the only areas where the number of women becoming nuns is on the rise are in Africa and Asia.
Not every nation has as many privileges for young people as we have here in the United States. And in some places, there are not such a wide array of options to choose from. But being a nun and being of service to Jesus Christ and to fellow human beings as a nun remains one of the most attractive options.
There are four times as many women entering the convent in Africa as there are in the United States, according to Sister Carol Ann, who spent time in Tanzania as a missionary. She agrees with Professor Hoagie on the reason for this disparity.
Here, there's a lot of pressure put on young people. Our society does not even tell them they should make commitments. And the African, the Asian people seem to have more of a commitment ethic, and they're very susceptible to answering that call. Where here, it's pretty difficult.
Difficult, but not impossible.
Pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amelia Mack is a member of the Deadwood Catholic Parish Sisters Grace and Maureen left behind. Although she's only 14, Amelia says she's thought about being a nun for years.
I've always thought about being closer to God and stuff like that. I'm very big in my religion, so that's part of it.
Although individual convents have disappeared over the years, Sister Lorraine feels that with the interest in Africa and Asia, as well as the dedication of young women like Amelia Mack, the last bell has not tolled for the Benedictine nuns. I'm Jim Kent in Rapid City, South Dakota.